Like to welcome all of you back to Ohio Exopolitics. It's 4:31 p.m. Eastern, the 3rd of August. And there's so much going on in the news. I wish I could keep better track of it. I've just been playing these clips at the beginning in the hopes that it would be enough for at least people to get a little... rough idea of all the craziness. And actually, I feel like I need to go back over it. So in any case, here's some stuff about the crazy COVID vaccines.
Globalist attack, but humanity is awakening and speaking out and resisting. The battle is joined. Thank you for joining us on this August 2nd, Sunday worldwide live transmission. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, in defiance of globalist attempts to shut us off so that we would not be on air during this critical time. Okay. It's now official. The United Nations is pushing global forced inoculations to be able to travel or have a job. That is as close as about 6 months away. We'll show you other statements. Also, the federal government is public about financing major universities in brainwash training with focus groups how to mislead people and pressure them into taking the deadly COVID-19 vaccine that doesn't even protect you from COVID-19. That's all coming up. Red flags soar as Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine liability claims. Meanwhile, the UK government warns that the public is going to overthrow the government if they continue the lockdowns. That's what their internal studies show, and that's documented here. Christians beat Newsom in his own game. 500 people just show up on the beach for church services. As the churches are closed in many areas, but not the Antifa rioters. They're good, Newsom says, as well as Cuomo. Meanwhile, Atlas gym owners in New Jersey break into their own business to let in customers, again violating New Jersey's coronavirus orders. And the same thing is happening in Germany. The same thing is happening all over Europe and the UK. People are refusing to submit to all of this. So that is the answer to their 1984 is 1776. Boom, the news gets even more incredible. And even more amazing, all over the world, all over Europe and the United States, big crowds of people, hundreds and hundreds, come out and protest the globalist child kidnapping pedophile rings. It's happening in England. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in the United States, in places like Salt Lake City, in places like Arizona and Austin, Texas. It's happening. They're saying children's lives matter. As we come together, not based on what color we are, but based on our spirit that has free will and is able to connect to the same creator. It is all coming up. And it's something even crazier. Why do I have a home defense shotgun right here, 12 gauge? Why do I have a 9mm Glock right here? Well, it's because that's the answer to people trying to hurt you in your car, your home, and kill you. Your answer is, when they come armed and point a weapon at you, is to shoot them in the chest until they're on the ground and you're safe. Because officially, in Illinois, in Minnesota, in California, and other areas, attorney generals, mayors, and police chiefs are now saying, do not call the police if you're raped. These are public, these are videos. Rape is now good. Liberal, say, let men rape you. It's you're understanding now where they're going. These are Islamists. Mayor Lightfoot Chicago has 139% increase in murder. And then this giant enchilada. It's on their local news. It's in the Minneapolis St. Paul paper. But here it is on InfoWars.com. Minneapolis police tell residents to surrender to criminals. These are quotes. Be prepared to get robbed. These are quotes. Do not argue or fight with a criminal. Do as they say. Do not be armed in your home or car. Submit to them. The police aren't going to arrest them now. They're being disbanded. And their answer is submit. Well, you're not a police officer. You're not an American. You are a gelded Stockholm Syndrome globalist who wants crime to explode everywhere for a fall of the country. And then you're going to take over and set up permanent martial law. You know what you New World Order globalists are planning. You know you're trying to encourage this, the criminals to go wild. I predict people aren't going to follow the garbage leftist rules, and a bunch of these attempted carjackers are going to die. We'll be right back. It's Sunday Live. Stay with us.
Well, I thought I would try to at least comment on some of the things that were said there. From what I understand with the COVID vaccine is that if you do get a vaccine for COVID, you will produce the antibodies against the virus, but they only last for about 3 months. So you could easily get COVID even if you've taken the vaccine, and then the vaccines are going to require 2 and 3 booster shots. So you have to take them, you have to take the vaccine 2 or 3 or 4 times a year. It'd be much better just to strengthen your own immune system than to go through that and put your body through that. The other thing that they've seen from the animal trials is the situation where the COVID antibodies actually attack the body of the host. So the white blood cells, the antibodies that are formed from the vaccine actually attack the person or the animal in the case of animal trials that has taken the vaccine. And I think they've used ferrets for this, and it's caused what they call the cytokine storm, where it's literally the vaccine can kill the animals. And some of these animals have died in the animal trials. Well, anyway, I think I just paused things there for a moment. If you listen to what was just said, and maybe I'm reiterating it again, the COVID vaccine will produce COVID antibodies, but they only last 2 or 3 months. So you'll have to get 3 or 4 vaccine shots per year if you want to be really safe from COVID. Now, the problem is it's also in animal trials. The vaccine has caused what they call a cytokine storm, which is where the white blood cells, the antibodies, actually turn on the host. So you got your own antibodies attacking your body, which is a horrific state and can cause death, among other things, for people. So I think I'm going to try to play a little bit more of this information.
Saying, because what they said they do 40 years ago is in place. And what they said they do 20 years ago is almost in place. And they're accelerating their program. President Trump tweeted this out. He said he actually agrees with this too much. Income disparity. Changes must be made soon. Trump is trying to fix the income disparity. Under liberal globalism, again, we've gone to the income disparity being hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times worse than it was. It's thousands of times. It's insane. We did the math one time. It's like 0.00000000024 had 70% of the wealth through fraud. It's not 1%'s got 80%. It's and they don't want you to even have an economy. And they say they want a post-human economy. While they fund, oh, we love the brown people, oh, white people are bad, all they're doing is getting rid of the West and high incomes and a middle class so that the third world doesn't aspire to that. They've got to dynamite the first world so that the third world doesn't aspire to it, while the globalists build armored breakaway city-state fortresses that they live in that they're going to direct their robot exterminations of us from. And I'm not going to sit here and be part of it. I declare war on them. They will pay. And humanity is coming through. And we one day black, brown, white, of every color with red blood, will sit around that table together after we've defeated the globalists and after we've repented for our evil, and we will move forward with incredible technology and life extension and strength and systems built and designed to make us competitive, but altruistic and chivalrous and open and strong. And we will all rise together. But the idea that, oh, somebody can't rise more at a sport or in music or something, that hurts you, you've got to be lowered to make them higher, that's the most satanic thought ever. They promise, oh, computers will make everything fair and choose what job you've got and what you'll do. All of it is a lie. They're delivering you poverty and death and destruction. And we'll show you the numbers that as you get poor and as you lose your job, all of the liberal billionaires, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all of them have made more money in the last year than they made in the last 20. They are decimating everybody. They are wrecking everything. They are annihilating it. And they're keeping you from all the technologies that our mind invented and that we developed. Yeah, these people are not noble humans that will be accepted by the gods of the plain of Elysium. They're the opposite. They've been chosen for another place. If we want Elysium, we have to build it, and we have to support human development and be honest about the world and face the globalists eye to eye and say, we know who you are. We know you want us to die. We got a better idea. How about you die?
What Alex is saying there, and he'll elaborate on it later, is that Bill Gates has made like umpteen billion dollars this year. The same with Bezos from Amazon. He's made like $48 billion this year from the lockdown because everyone's getting everything delivered to their house because they don't want to go to the stores where all the people have the masks on are acting so strange. And it's a strange... It's so strange right now. I can't even really wrap my mind around it. Speaking of strange, we're going to get into some more strange. Contact Report 246. There's a lot of topics here. And I thought I would start with the battle of overpopulation. Then we'll get into hypnosis and lies. You know, people that take hypnosis in regards to alleged ET contact, they can lie. You can lie when you're under hypnosis. And this is something some people will argue against. Billy says you can lie when you're under hypnosis. And that seems pretty reasonable to me. We're also going to go over, I don't know if you remember back when, I think it was in the Clinton administration, we fired something like 23 cruise missiles at Iraq. I'll just read some of these topics real quick. I don't know how many we'll get to today. Probably not that many. The mammoth and the mastodon, the shrinking of the Great Pyramid, World War III, shock freezing of the body, dangers of radio waves. I think we may have talked about that last time. Four extraterrestrial moon bases. Now, there wasn't much said about that. But maybe just out of my own curiosity, I want to see if I can get back to that spot real quick. Of course, can't find it. Let me start here. Billy says, another question. Have there been any bases or stations of aliens on Venus or Mars during the last 1,000 years? Or perhaps on Mercury or any other planet of the solar system, or perhaps the Earth moon. Except on Earth and on the Earth moon, no, not. And were these stations related to different extraterrestrials? On Earth, they all came to us without exception. While on Earth's satellite, there were also four bases, which went to space traveling peoples who had no connection to us, but who had very little contact with the Earthlings, which in no way refers to modern times. I have a feeling The remote viewer, the guy from the military, Major Ed Dames, talked about the bases on the moon, these extraterrestrial bases, and they were ancient. And notice it says right here, which in no way refers to modern times. And these space traveling extraterrestrial people had no, very little contact with Earthlings, and they had no connection with the Pleiaren. This is very interesting. This is where you get a little bit of overlaps because Ed Dames talked about bases on the moon and very, very, very ancient things that had been there for quite some time. And there were, I think, when they remote viewed the beings, I want to say they were like cyborgs or something to that effect. I can't really remember exactly. Next topic, the topic of overpopulation, which of course we cover a lot. And this is line 62 in Contact Report 246. In 1956, you were actually the first and only person on Earth to proceed in the form you mentioned with regard to overpopulation. But in fact, you have not paid any attention, but in fact, you have not been paid any attention, and you have been exposed to ridicule. Neither radio nor newspapers have reacted, nor governments or organizations. And I can remember it very well. And your writing has been well known to me since then. Your 1978 book, with the corresponding chapter on overpopulation, is also in my possession, as is the latest writing you have brought me. So everything is well known to me, and I know very well what efforts you have taken on for everything. Well, the doubling time is one thing we always study, and we go over in relation to overpopulation. And right now, the doubling time on the Earth for the Earth population of humanity is 70 years. And the way you calculate this is actually using the number 70, which is just a constant. They got this constant, and there was some mathematical way they produced the constant 70. And I read about it once, and I have to go back and reread it. But 70 divided by the percentage growth rate per unit time, in this case, per year. So if we want to, we know right now that the population generally on the Earth of humanity is growing at 1%. So it's 70 divided by 1, which means every 70 years, the population of the Earth doubles. So what is it now? 2020, and then you'll be 2090, and then 2160. 60, something like that, is the next time it doubles. So it'll go 8 billion, 16 billion, 32 billion. Every 70 years it doubles. I think most rational people would say 32 billion people on the earth would be a living hell. Hopefully they would think that. Some people maybe not. The other thing that I always talk about is the fact that people will argue, oh, in this case, let's say there's 7 billion people on the planet, and they can say, well, you could fit all the people in Texas, all those 7 billion people in Texas. Well, let's calculate a little bit what it would take to feed those 7 billion people if everybody is going to be fed fairly, and we're going to raise, in this case, cows or the animals. Let's just focus on beef. How much space would be required by the cows necessary to give a person 500 pounds of beef in their lifetime? And you may think that's an egregious amount of beef. Well, if you live 100 years and you eat 5 pounds of beef a year, that's 500 pounds of beef. If you live 50 years and you eat 10 pounds of beef a year, that's 500 pounds of beef. A 1,200 pound steer produces about 500 pounds of beef. So if you give one steer per person, And then that is slaughtered, and then you can put that 500 pounds of beef in some big freezer, and you have a way to come back to it and get that food out for yourself, then you can space out how much beef you want to eat based on what lifespan you expect to have, or something to that effect. And if we raise the beef correctly, where they're fed outside and they're not stored in these concentrated animal feeding organizations, these CAFOs, I think they're called, where they put 1,000 cows in a, you know, cram them into a warehouse. No, but if you give them one cow, every cow gets 2 acres to graze, and you raise the cows properly, and they eat grass, and then, well, that's where things get crazy, because if you got one cow per person, one adult cow per person, and it takes 2 acres per cow, and you got 7 billion people and 7 billion cows, one per one, for the people, it's going to take 7 billion times two to get the space needed for the cows. That's 14 billion acres. And just so you can get an idea of how much space that is, that's all of South America, all the United States, all of Canada, I believe all of Alaska, and all of Russia. So when you calculate what it really takes to feed people or clothe people, there's a tremendous amount of space involved. And I haven't talked about what they would eat in terms of turkey or chicken or any kind of vegetables like cucumbers and green peppers or corn or any of those vegetables. I haven't even touched on any of that. Or, well, what standard of living do these 7 billion people get? We could use 8 billion just as easily. But let's say it's 7 billion. What kind of standard of living? Do they all get cars? How much space are you going to give them? You're only going to give them like a tenth of an acre or a 20th of an acre? Are you going to give them cars? Do they have their own house? Do they have to share houses with others? And anyway, this whole idea that there's plenty of space in the world is really, really a misunderstanding. It's really easy to oversimplify the problem. But you've got to think about factories, and you've got to think about farms, and you got to think about manufacturing. And unless everyone's going to go back to the Stone Age, then potentially that would help a little bit. But still, just with the case of every person eating beef, I show you how the tremendous amount of space required for that. And it's not just a space issue either, because it's the damage that's done to the land. That's the other thing. If you put more than 2 cows on an acre, it does a tremendous damage. It just turns the whole field into a mud hole, which is, if you've ever seen that happen, and I've seen it happen, it's really a sad thing to see, because it takes time for that field to recover. And you really need cows off of it entirely for it to cover properly. So that was a quick side tangent on the overpopulation thing. I'm going to talk about hypnosis and UFOs stuff here quickly. In addition to these organs and persons, however, there are still many UFO fanaticists who are mostly chemically burdened, who themselves care for their bodies by teaching themselves wounds and burns, etc., by implanting crystals or pieces of metal in their flesh and letting everything scar in order to then claim that they have been kidnapped and persecuted by extraterrestrials, of which the scars and burns would testify. That's interesting. I didn't really realize people were doing that. Incompetent hypnotists who then subject such persons to so-called truth hypnosis, then claim that the information given in the hypnosis by the hypnotized would be unfailingly corresponding to the truth, because hypnosis could not lie. However, it is never taken into account that a person in a hypnotic state can tell and pronounce the worst lies just as untraceably as is the case with the so-called technical lie detectors. Without the specialist being able to recognize the lies, because the technical devices of this kind on Earth are still so imperfect that they can be outwitted with simple and man's own means. Okay, I think I'll stop there. And I spent a lot of time on overpopulation, I felt, which is not a bad place to spend time. There's a great verse, a great line on page 138 of Mighty Thoughts, which I really need to memorize. It says, "The circumstances from which suffering grows in the human being are the product of the might of his or her thoughts, and thereby also the product of his or her own mental disharmony, which is expressed through his or her thoughts and feelings." Okay. The circumstances from which suffering grows. So these are the circumstances which makes suffering in your life grow. What are those circumstances? They are the product of the might of your thoughts and the product of your own mental disharmony. So whenever you feel that mental disharmony creep in, you know, like an emotion is triggered. Let's say anger. I think anger is often one that's triggered for whatever reason. You know, I guess that's another issue altogether. But that's a mental disharmony. If you have anxiety, that's a kind of mental disharmony as well. So anger, anxiety are mental disharmonies, and they cause suffering to grow. So if you feel that mental disharmony, go into the wish stream, change your perspective, think about something mundane like sweeping your garage or raking something in your yard or taking a walk or spending time with your family or your pets or whatever. Go into a wish stream state. You know, don't let your thoughts wander too much because then that becomes a problem as well. But get out of that mental disharmony, because that mental disharmony is the growing. That's the grounds. That provides the environment for suffering to grow. And suffering is always the product of our own mental disharmony. There's another good, I'm trying to remember there's another verse on suffering, another line on suffering, which has to do with our thoughts. It comes down to our own responsibility. Usually, always, our suffering is our own responsibility and because of our wrong thinking. So keep that in mind. The circumstances from which suffering grows in the human being are the product of the might of his or her thoughts, and thereby also the product of his or her own mental disharmony, which is expressed through his or her thoughts and feelings. And try to take a little bit of time to memorize some of this stuff. I recommend it. I'm confident, I'm optimistic, I'm relaxed, I'm cheerful, I'm enthusiastic. I'm the master of my own destiny. I'm the forger of my own fortune. I'm the creator of my own good luck. I do not allow my thoughts to drift on the ocean of life. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts. I strengthen my thoughts. I clarify my thoughts. It is the nature of the thoughts that by their might alone, every conceivable thing can be brought to fruition. Have a great day, and thanks for